Yeah. That's right. The show is starting. Everything has a beginning, and everything has an end. Even God? What do you think this is, amateur hour? You thought you were going to get me with that? Yes, God has an ending. Why wouldn't he? If everything else ends, he's just going to sit around? Start over again? Uh-uh. He is going, when everything is over, God will fold in on himself like the house from Poltergeist. Massive spoiler, by the way. And then that's it. And then there will truly be nothing. Why are we so scared of the idea of nothingness? Is it because it's terrifying? Perhaps. I mean, I know that's what does it for me. I guess I'm scared of it because it's so scary. But just to slip away in your sleeps. When people say, you know, that someone had a massive heart attack in their sleep, I feel like your sleep gets interrupted. Like, there's no way do you truly sleep through a massive heart attack? The word massive is in there, not to mention attack. He slept through a mild heart attack and died. That's the way to go in your sleep, because you don't know no better. And maybe your dream lasts forever. Because I don't know how the human brain works, but I'm assuming that if you're dreaming when you die, you just stay in that dream for the rest of time? Have you ever had a boring dream where you want your money back? Where it's like you have just like a dumb, mild anxiety dream where you're trying to find something in a supermarket and you can't find it. And then you wake up like, what was the point? What am I trying to tell myself with this dream? Hey, have a plan when you go into the grocery store. Thanks. Dogs dream too. They dream they're chasing shit. That's the fucking... Here's what I love. I love that dogs have the brain of a walnut, and I love that they dream about doing the thing that they're going to do anyway. Here's what dogs like to do. They like to run around, then they go to sleep, and they have a dream where they're running around. I mean, I guess they have anxiety dreams too, where they're not allowed to run around. Dogs have anxiety dreams where they're staring out a window. I don't know. That's why I wish we could swap dreams, dogs and us. I would love to have a dream where I'm just running around or chasing a squirrel. And I'd love for a dog to have a dream where something's going wrong at work. I may have said this on the show before, but have you ever heard a dog sigh? Oh, it infuriates me. What are you sighing about? What? It's unfair because, first of all, when humans yawn, it's hideous, right? When you see another human being yawn, when an animal yawns, it is the most luxurious thing. It's regal. You can't have that and get to sigh. I wish I was chasing something right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneous Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I am the second part. This is a show where I invite a special guest onto the program to join me in a free-form conversation inspired by a blind question from our previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the show to join me In a narrative improv, that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes, inspired by a location provided by our special guest, and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the aforementioned freeform conversation. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Eben Schletter. That's what he goes like. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thrilled to have this person in the studio. I'm going to say he's an actor. I'm going to say he's an author.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Oh.
And perhaps to you too, our third kid in the hall, Scott Thompson is here. Scott, what a thrill.
Wow, this is great. Can I guess who the other two were?
Yes, you may.
Dave, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And Kevin.
No.
Mark?
No.
Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce? Are you kidding me? You got Bruce on?
Yeah.
How was he?
He was good.
Did he choke?
He did not. He did not choke.
Oh, he's a choker.
I think he did. He did very well, I think. He did
Dave
very
was
well.
Seamless, though, right?
Dave was okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. He thinks he's seamless.
Yeah.
He's always saying, look at me, my seamless. No, you're poreless, Dave.
He is poreless.
Poreless.
He had beautiful, smooth
gorgeous
skin.
Smooth skin. You couldn't drive a needle through any of those pores.
That's
you
right.
couldn't.
That's right. That's why acupuncture is a no-go for him.
It's a no-go. It goes right through the body out the other side. The doctor's like, what am I doing? I started putting it in your stomach. Now I'm in your back. It's crazy. Crazy. He had one session.
Yeah. That's right.
One session.
Scott, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This comes from our previous episode.
Oh, yes. I reject it.
No. I think you might like this question.
Okay.
This might be a fun question. Some of these questions are not fun.
People, eh?
Sometimes people try to do a joke question.
I know.
Dave's question, of course, was where were you when you realized God was a lie?
Oh, God. I know that one. I've asked him a million times. Always the same answer. Starbucks. Sending something back. Who sends things back at Starbucks? Dave Foley does.
Do people send things back at Starbucks?
I don't know.
They probably do, right?
They probably do now because now they have to. Even if a homeless person comes in, doesn't do anything but pick their foot, they can still be angry. This scab isn't what I thought it was going to be. Well, I'm sorry, sir. Can we make you a cold foam coffee for free?
I know. Poor Starbucks.
Yeah, poor Starbucks.
Poor Starbucks.
It's over.
It's over.
No, we know. That's no business plan. Anyone can come in.
That's no business.
You don't have to order anything because we're so afraid of being called racist. Come on. Come on in! Starbucks, we're committing suicide next week. It's over. You know it's over.
It's over for Starbucks.
What a business
This
plan.
Is quite a scoop. Scott, my question to you from a previous guest is, what song do you put on when a hookup is coming over?
Oh. This is interesting. It would be Al Green.
Sure.
How do you mend
Absolutely.
A broken heart? I know, with the worst song for just like, you know, cold sex.
But classics are classics for a reason.
Yes.
Would you have, or still do you, I don't know if you're currently in a relationship. Right
I am
now.
Not.
Okay. So do you have when you were younger, did you have a ritual for when a date was coming over? And has that changed as you've gotten older?
I don't know this date thing.
That's well, it's like if someone's coming over to your place for the first time,
right.
And it's not, I guess a hookup is obviously different than a date.
Yes, it would be.
So a hookup, I mean, there's maybe less you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say if it was a proper date, it would be old school R&B.
Right.
It would be Al Green, it would be Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a hookup, even though I know it's just sex, I always have the idea of romance possible. So it'd be the same music.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What now? When a date is coming over, a proper date. Let's say you go out to dinner, and then you know you're going to go back to your place.
I don't. You're being very heteronormative.
Well, are you saying this never happens?
Not in really. The gay community? Never. No, we're working on it. No, we've got the top scientists working on it. On how to get gay men to have proper dates. But so far, nothing.
What are the bottom,
people are hopeful.
What are the bottom scientists doing?
The bottom scientists? They're working with the top scientists, but there's only one top scientist and millions of bottom scientists. So it is about, you know what I mean? So the laboratory is huge. Well, the bottom part is huge, but the top, it's just a cloakroom. He works in the cloakroom, he has millions of bottoms to take care of.
Let me ask you, so when you have been in relationships...
It's been such a long time.
Right.
It's hard for me to even, like, throw myself back into that mist of time.
Is that a thing that you're not interested in anymore?
Oh, I'm so interested in it.
Yeah, you are.
Totally, absolutely. Love is everything. Mm-hmm. But it has been quite a long time.
How long has it been? You don't have to say if you don't want to.
You mean since I've had a proper relationship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to break your heart. 17 years.
Wow.
Almost 18 years. Basically the entire 2000s.
Right. And have you...
Have you come close? I've had fuck buddies that have stayed around and hung around and then I discovered, our personalities aren't compatible, mm-hmm. even though we like to do the same things. And that's probably part of that's why the scientists are having such a difficult time, because gay men can have sex so easily, and then when they find that person that's exactly what they're into, it's quite often the personality and all the rest of it does not match. So I think they're going to have to take this project into space. It's going to have to be done on a space station. Maybe in 1,000 years it'll be done. Maybe on a terraformed planet.
Well, now with the space,
there will be a proper
with the Space Force, I think we can get there faster.
Space Force, yeah. But I do. I would love it. But I guess I don't know what happened to me. Something happened, and I've not really. I'm emotionally recovered, I know, and I am very open for it. But people say to me, this is what people always say, well, Scott, you mustn't want it because it's not happening. I'm like, you know what? You're not an actual psychologist. You mustn't want it because if you wanted it, it would happen. Really? You know, some people want their ears to be made of cheese, but it doesn't matter how much you want it. It's not going to happen.
No scientists are working on that.
No scientists are working on the which is partly the problem. So, anyways, I have ears made of cheese, yes, but I am alone.
But I think the tricky thing I think we're led to believe.
I thought you were going to say the tricky thing with gay relationships, and you're going, I can't go there. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just dive off the cliff.
No, I quickly Googled something. I think the tricky thing about any relationship is we're led to believe, I think, you want to be with someone, you're supposed to be with someone mm-hmm. who matches up mm-hmm. in terms of what we like to do, what we're interested in, how we feel about this, that, mm-hmm. and the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I feel like that's a dead end because that's not the answer to everything.
But what about you? What's your situation?
Well, I'm married. I've been married for 8 years now.
8 years. And you have children?
We have no kids. No,
and you don't want kids?
No.
Okay.
We like kids, but we don't want them.
But you found love late in life.
Yeah, I did.
Not late in life.
But 41. I was 41 when I got married.
Yeah.
And my wife was, she's 5 years younger than me. She was 36. Uh-huh. So, you know, we were not kids when we got married. And we both had our various failed relationships in the past, you know.
I'm aware of some of them.
Yes, you are. But I would not say that we're that.
Dave Foley, for one. I mean, I'm aware of that.
He knows what he did.
He does. He does know. We all do. Well, five, but we would never tell anyone.
Thank you.
It's just what happened between you two stays within the Kids in the Hall family.
The expanded Kids in the Hall universe.
It's just getting bigger and bigger by the day, but you know.
But we're not very alike. I think I think that like as basic human beings, mm-hmm. you know, like we share much of the same outlook on life, mm-hmm. but our interests are very different, mm-hmm. and I don't think we approach a lot of the things the same way, mm-hmm. you know. And as the saying goes, it is continually surprising. We learn something about each other, mm-hmm. you know, all the time. But it's still,
But you prefer being in a relationship than not being in one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you have to say that.
I do, yeah. No.
Does she listen to your podcast?
Oh my God, no.
I didn't think so.
No, not
so you don't have to say that.
No, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I, you know, it's that thing of like, life is a series of trade-offs. And so mm-hmm. like, for instance, not having kids.
Yeah.
We don't know what that experience is like. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, the people around us, there's a lot that's not wonderful about it, but the stuff that's wonderful about it certainly seems extremely wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we get to live the life that we do live, which we're very happy with.
Right.
You know, and I think we're past the point where we're wondering, oh, should we have done this?
Right, right.
You know, but would you prefer, if you could be in a relationship, would you prefer that be your default, or would you prefer to be kind of no strings attached?
I want to be in a relationship. Yes.
Because
yes.
You do give up a lot being in a relationship.
Yes.
You
know? And I do. And I'm totally, my God, I'm in a stage in my life I could give up everything. Right. I have so little. so I could give it all up. And I would, and I don't quite understand what's happened to me, why it's been so difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some theories, but they're very grim, and you don't want to hear them. It's just it would bring it the whole evening down. Are we pretending it's evening?
Yes, right. Yes, we
would
are.
Bring the whole right. evening down.
That's right.
We're taping in the day, like 9 in the morning. 9. 9. Somewhere it's 9. Anyway, so yeah, I would, but I have not given up. But it hit me the other day, actually 2 days ago, it hit me. I'm quite content. I'm actually, I wouldn't say happy, because that seems like going on quite a limb. But I thought, I'm pretty happy with where I am. And then, of course, that's when people go, that's when it's going to happen. Exactly. You're not an actual psychologist.
Yeah.
That person keeps coming in. This is when it's going to happen, when you're not looking for it. Mm.
Are you? Would you say that that this is the place that you're in now, where you're mm-hmm. kind of okay being with yourself?
Very, yeah.
Is that a relatively new thing in your life?
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because that's a tricky thing for sure.
It is, and there was a period in my life when I was really happy with who I was, and then it kind of went away. Over the years, I kind of let things go, and then I was like, oh, I'm unhappy again. And then, but not now. I don't know what happened. I moved back to the States a year and a half ago, and I know it's been bad for you guys, but I'm having the time of my life, and I apologize for it, and there might be a connection. But I'm sorry, right. And I'm just not willing to compromise my life so that you guys can get your goddamn country back on track. Sorry, if that's the price that has to be paid, I'm willing to take it. Are you not?
Scott, maybe you coming back is going to be the thing that turns the tide for us.
Well, I actually sometimes think that. I actually sometimes, Dave Foley will tell, your ex-lover will tell you, yeah, he does. He actually does think he was sent by God, who you were talking about earlier, to save the world, and maybe not, and country by country. So I've got to save this. The States does. Do you need intervention.
Do you feel Canada's been taken care of? Your work is done up there.
Absolutely. It does not need me. In fact, it said it's time for you to go again. And they booted me out. And I said, we got a gay prime minister, and you're gone. I mean, he's not gay. But he went to more gay prides than I did last year. All he'd have to do is go to one. And that was a joke I wrote. So full disclosure. But yes, I do. And I did feel like this country, you know, I think you need like an intervention. Like there should be a reality series, which just be like, you know, United States intervention. And countries like ours, like Switzerland or Canada, countries that sort of are peaceful and no one's afraid of them. Oh, they're so gentle and they're made of chocolate. Those countries should come in and there should be peace talks. Because you kind of need peace talks right now. Your left and your right, whatever you call your poles, they're marching away from each other. They're digging their heels in. It's very dangerous. And you need the United Nations to step in. And I am willing to be that envoy. God, I love to say envoy. It's always been my dream, you know, like to be a peacekeeper.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's a Canadian thing. You're brought up to think that you're the peacekeepers, and that's what you do.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Again, ask your lover, Dave.
Well, he was very tight-lipped about his heritage.
He was. Well, when you first met him, he was in the closet about being a Canadian at that time because he was on news radio.
But I like the idea. I want to work out the logistics of the countrywide intervention where the entire nation of Canada has to come down and then get inside people's homes to be waiting for them when they come home in America.
I love that.
And they have their letters, right? But the population is so much smaller.
It is.
So then how is this going to
be? There's only 30 million of us. Yeah. That's a lot of double doing. You know, like a lot of us are going to have to take 5 to 7 families.
And they got
to
move fast.
Very quickly.
Before word spreads.
You just move very quickly. Right. You could be going on to the next crisis within a day. We steep them like tea.
Sure.
Yours? No, you want it immediately. You want that instant cold brew. Right up. Immediately. Infuse that crisis with nitrogen. There's no bubbles in the crisis. Why aren't your crises carbonated? I'm just asking. So, no, but, you know, I don't know what even prompted that.
Well, you moving back to America,
right. And it's very true. Like, I mean, I am having a fantastic time, and I also maybe I think it's age as well. I think I'm at an age where I've seen different cycles, and I've seen so many terrible things, and I'm of a generation, especially of gay men, where we went through such hell that. Everything is gravy.
Yeah.
Like everything that bothers people, I go, oh, please, are you out of your mind? Like it's never been better. That's really where I'm at. Like there's nothing that is going to touch what my generation went through, you know, other than like a nuclear holocaust, and I won't be there anyways. And that's actually one of my dreams, to survive it. So I'm covered every way.
So your two big dreams in life were to be a peacekeeper and to survive a nuclear holocaust.
Yes. And to be a parent, but that goes with the nuclear holocaust because I always find like a little girl in rubble.
Of course.
I hear the crying and I'm like, oh my God, that mannequin is talking. And then it's the Soylent Green. It's the, you know. And then it's a little girl pigtails and That's dust right. all over her face. And, right. yeah. and then we become inseparable. It's not the road. It's more like the fun part of the B-side of the
but
road.
But she's held on to her dolly through all of
she's
this.
She's got that little dolly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like a missing an ear and an eye and only like 3 hairs, but she loves that little dolly. And then over the years, I repair it with moss and buttons and things like that. So, and we just become so inseparable. Then we find a community of people and we move in there, you know, and then eventually it turns out that even though I'm the only gay man in the whole block stockade, my sperm is very potent. So they have to take it occasionally to impregnate the young women of childbirth age.
Right.
Because we go back to those old rules. And I just become a sperm machine.
Yeah. And you repopulate the planet.
I repopulate the planet.
Scott, thank you for your service.
With my irradiated sperm. But not my little daughter, even though we're not actually related.
I just don't
want her to carry my baby.
That's right, exactly.
But then she's like, but fake daddy, you're the only man whose sperm works. I have to carry your baby. And I could be, you know what I mean? If some of the elders got together and said, look, you got to, or you're into the menstruation hut, which I was just reading an article this morning about menstruation huts in Nepal.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so it's stuck with me.
I thought before you said Nepal, I thought that was like a new thing here. Where they're.
But once again, even if it happened, even if it went full on Handmaid's Tale tomorrow, I'm going, okay, you got to go in. Okay, when you have your period, you go into a hut. Big deal. My people had to go into a hut for 20 years, please. So I really become very callous and cold about what people call problems. I'm like, oh, really? I'm just such a callous. I've just become this callous. A hoof. I'm just a hoof. I used to be like a soft foot. Now I'm just a hoof. Just, you know what I mean? Just stepping on your dreams and going, you call that a problem? Nothing.
I think that's the times that we're in. It's like you're either a soft foot or you're a hoof.
I'm definitely a hoof. Anyways, so it's life is great. We all agree. I think we all could agree.
I think we can all agree life is great. Scott Thompson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you would like to promote, you want to tell people about? Do you have any Buddy Cole shows coming up?
Well, I just finished a run of Buddy Cole shows. It's been going very well, but I don't have any for a while. But I'm Buddy's going to Montreal. I'm doing Just for Laughs.
Juste pour rire!
Juste pour rire. I'm bringing Après le déluge to Juste pour rire.
I hope that Victor's not going to bother you.
No, I hope not.
That's his name,
it's
right?
It's Victor, the name of the
green thing?
The green.
Yeah. Is it Victor or Vincent? I think it's Victor.
Isn't it? There's a French word for it. Is it Victor?
Claude.
It's Claude. It's Claude. Claude, you got me again.
And where can people find you online should they wish to find you and should you wish to be found?
Scott_Thompson_. But I have a comedy. I have my first stand-up album coming out.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yes. So that's exciting. It's called Not a Fan. Scott Thompson, Not a Fan.
Has this been recorded already?
It's all ready to go. It comes out next month. My very first comedy album.
I can't wait.
Very exciting.
Fantastic. Scott Thompson, thank you so much for being here. We're going to take a break. During the break, listen to the ad. When we return, we will meet our improvisers. Stay alive. No matter what occurs, I will find you. Oh, hi. Yeah, we're still here. Folks, it is time to meet our friends from the land of make pretends. Seated right across from me. What a pleasure to see this smiling face once again. Mm-hmm. Colleen Smith is back.
Yay.
Colleen, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
What music do you put on for a hookup?
Oh, I'm trying to think if I've ever put music on for a hookup. What would I put on? I'm trying to think of what would be sensual. I would have the problem if it was something I liked. I would be like, hold, like, listen to this part. Isn't this great? Or I'd be like, isn't this lyric really fun? Like, and I feel like men don't listen to lyrics as much as women.
I think you might be right about it. I'm a lyrics person.
Yeah.
I'm a lyrics person first and a music person second. But I know a lot of people who are fans of the same music that I am and have no idea what the words to the songs are. And I'm like, how? That's strange to me.
When, like, my favorite part of the song is the lyric, and my brother doesn't listen to lyrics, and I was like, how can you even like, I mean, the song is good, it's great music, but, like, so much of it is what they're saying.
That's what I think,
and he won't know what they're saying, and it makes me insane.
He's an insane person. And he shouldn't make you insane.
And he's a musician who writes lyrics. So he has lyrics.
Wait, he writes lyrics too?
Yeah. And it would be like, well, then Ian, why don't you just like hum in the general sound of lyrics? Just be like, ah, yeah, yeah. So why put the effort in when you don't listen to it? You don't expect anybody else to listen to it.
This guy's infuriating.
Yeah. I'm like, let's break down this, you know, Guns N' Roses song or this Nirvana song. Oh, I love it.
What are some of your favorite Guns N' Roses lyrics?
Oh, well, if time could heal a broken heart, wouldn't time be out to charm you? I love that. I was
Wait,
in
what?
He said,
if time could heal a broken heart, wouldn't time be out to charm you?
Yeah, and I had like a sad moment in my life, and then like a few years later, I was in New York, like doing a show, and I was really excited, and I thought, they're right, like time heals a broken heart, and like time right now is out to charm me. Like I'm having a good time.
They're right.
Yeah, I love that.
Guns N' Roses, you've done it again. Colleen, I'm going to look away from you to look directly next to you, kitty corner for me, meow.
Hello. Meow.
Thank you.
Yeah. You always want that meow back.
I do. Chris Grace is back.
Hi, Paul.
Chris, hi.
Hello.
Hello to you.
I have thoughts about your question.
Please. I'd like to hear them.
I have them of two minds. So yes. One thing I did, I have in the past put on, if a hookup was coming over and I thought I might not want him to stay, I might put on a playlist from Google Music, which is like Eurodance Workout. Which is very like
Eurodance Workout.
Yeah. Which is kind of bathhousey sounding.
Sure.
Which is like a sound that you, while you're walking down a darkened hall, which is sort of like, when this is done, like, get out. That's the vibe of that.
And did that work?
Oh, it's worked.
Yeah. But if you wanted that person to stay.
Well, I don't know. The other thing I thought, and this is just, I've never done this, but would it be obnoxious to make a playlist of my various Earwolf podcast appearances and play that during?
I don't see why not. I mean, I would say go right ahead.
I just want to know if somebody out there has like had sex, like listening to Off Book or something.
I think no doubt that has happened.
Yeah.
I will say that my wife has on her phone, her music library will often include like her voiceover auditions and things like that, but also my comedy albums. And so we'll be on a road trip or something, and I will start to hear my own voice, and it's always jarring, and it always, for some reason, it fills me with self-loathing. Like, please skip this immediately. Oh,
I hope someone has masturbated to peanut brittle.
I hope so, both my bit and the actual food.
Oh, yeah, to the jar itself. Yeah. in tribute to a jar of peanut brittle.
Now, you're a married man now.
I am, yes. So
how did you, what was the moment when you knew that this person was the one for you?
Well, when I bought a Disney annual pass, because I don't like Disney and I bought one.
Because he likes Disney.
He loves Disney. I mean, I don't dislike Disney, but I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Disney's so. Perfectly fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
But to want to go there, because I know some people who have annual passes to Disneyland.
Adults?
Yes, adults.
Oh, wait.
Some of them have.
In the gay world, it's like there's so many freaking Disney annual pass holders.
Sure, because it's always been a very gay-friendly place, right? Yeah, Disneyland.
I suppose.
That's not the reason. Because gay men are immature.
I mean, I don't want to say it, Scott, but you can.
I have to. I'm allowed to.
I mean, speaking of hookups, like, I mean, back in the day when you would go to like a hookup's house and like you go to their apartment or whatever and like all the posters are like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
And like, is that not a red flag?
That would make me go. You know what mine was? My red flag would be, this is my generation, it would always be a close-up of two lady ballerinas' feet, like on point. It was always like this, a little on point. That would be, excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I would just leave.
Can we all
twice
agree,
I did that.
Can we all agree that after a certain age, posters are a red flag?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yes, they are.
Like,
yeah.
Why do you still have posters?
Yeah. And a flag is curtains is a red flag. Although that can be very hot. That, not for a hookup. That's not a red flag for hookup. For a love connection, yes.
Yes.
But for sex, no, that's good. That's what I want.
Went to a hookup's house who had more than one animal.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting right next to me, Mono Gapian is here.
Hi.
I thought that was me for a second.
I had to talk about creepy hookup red flags.
Sure. I want to hear some CHURFs.
More than one animal print, get the fuck out of there. I went to more than one guy's house where it was like leopard on top of ocelot. And I was like, this guy's gross.
Not even like in proximity, but right on top of each other.
Right on top of each other because it's, I don't know, it's insidious. There's something dark going on.
What does ocelot look like?
Very similar. It's just more like circular.
Yeah.
And bigger.
Yeah, it's more of like C-shaped, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to know what my hookup music was?
Sure I do.
Fun fact, I lost my virginity to Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
And that's humiliating and I'll never live that down. But then I always...
At least it had sex in it.
It did have sex in it. Right, but I thought I was so edgy. And I wasn't. I was basic. But I always fancied myself like a real culture fag.
Sure.
And I would play like world music. And there was this particular CD collection called like Putumayo World Records. And like, so like, I think I'm so cool because while we're hooking up, like some Arabic woman is wailing in the background.
Right.
And I don't think anyone liked it once.
No return customers? After you'd put on, you know, like Amazulu or Johnny Clegg and
Sabuka. I'm sure there was. Yeah, not a lot of people loved North African Groove. That's a real CD. That's fantastic.
Yeah, oh, but my dating life is just filled with peril. filled with peril until I found one normal man.
Yeah, you're in a relationship now.
I am.
And you said during the break, you told us a very brief story.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind expanding on it. You
Absolutely.
Said you had a terrible night at a gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night. So yes. What happened? What was the
Here's
terrible night?
Here's what happened. I had one of the worst nights in my life at a gay bar. And it's not anything new, but it was just like one of those moments where you're already down as a gay man and you're like, I'm trying. I'm going to get back up there. I have 10% life like a street fighter. I have like a flashing red amount of life, but I'm still going to go in there. And a man flirted with me. He put his hand down my pants all the way to my ass, which should have been a red flag, but me and my fragile mind was like, I'm pretty. Right. And I got
this
him
is
a drink.
Going great.
Exactly. I got him a drink and I come back and he's already speaking with another gentleman. Totally fine, right? Totally normal. I immediately feel this weird little sister vibe where it's like, uh-oh, I'm not a flirtatious option anymore. So I try to excuse myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, enjoy the drink. I'll see you later. And he's like, no, no, no. This is just my old friend. It's not like that between us. Please stay. So I reluctantly stay. It continues to get weirder. I ask for his number and he says this. No.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to leave right now anyways, but maybe I'll see you around. And I'm like, okay, already crushed by this. I see him 20 minutes later making out with the guy he said wasn't a flirtatious threat. This just happens as a gay man, but like I was like, fuck all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have a fear of becoming an old bitter queen, I returned to Akbar the next night and met my boyfriend.
Shout out to Akbar.
Akbar. I met my boyfriend on sidewalk sale, which is that time after 2 a.m. where all men are discounted.
I've heard that before.
And
there is a sidewalk sale.
There is always a sidewalk sale.
Wait, there's a literal sidewalk
sale?
Yeah,
we put out all the sort of, you know, knickknacks and stuff. Only at 2 a.m.
Only at 2 a.m. 50% off, BOGO. All the men are just dropping down their expectations, willing to settle for less and less. And I met my boyfriend somehow. Yeah.
Talk to me about the what you had to do to get yourself to go back to that bar.
I don't know. I just like pepped myself up.
Was it a day long process? Or was it like a thing you were thinking about all day?
I was thinking about it all day. And I very much identify with Scott talking about like how hard it is as a gay person to find meaningful connections and that constant battle between, are we trying to mimic heteronormative relationships? Is that what we want? Or am I going to be someone who's always pursuing hookups only for hookups' sake?
Right.
It's really hard to know what you should want and should not want. But there was some part of me that just knew that I think a lot of dating is like a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm not even someone who believes in like universe stuff, but I do think, because I'm the kind of person who's like, let's stay home forever, never go out. Bad stuff happens when you leave the house. Right. We talked about this
last night.
But I was like, I just need to go back and like clean the slate so that I don't like get more and more scared.
Yeah.
Exposure therapy. You know, I'm afraid of pickles. Bring out the pickle basket.
Is this like the thing on Maury where people are literally afraid of pickles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just made myself. Yeah.
I'm glad.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Guys, this took a nice turn.
Yeah.
Not for me. No, I'm just so jealous of the two of them both having relationships.
Maybe you gotta go to Akbar.
I'm just so jealous of all young gay men. I hate them so much. I'm sorry, I cannot tell you how angry I am at both of you.
Right. Because we had to deal with even less of the struggles that you endured for us.
How jealous and anger. And the old bitter thing, you're not going to escape it. Just, you know, heads up.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Just like winter.
It's around the corner. Winter, it'll be here before the new Game of Thrones novel. Definitely going to be here first.
Well, you know, we always go to break on a prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take another break. During the break, We will procure a location for our improv, and then when we return, we will reveal the location for improv, and then we're going to do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontaneity Nation returns. Oh, hi. I love you. Folks, it is time to reveal the location for improv provided to us by our guest Scott Thompson. But first, just so as you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene and we need to travel into the past for some reason. Someone's having a memory, we're learning how something came to be. Anytime we travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. Now, if we want to return from the flashback back to where we were, or we want to travel into the future for any reason, anytime we move forward in time, we use this flash forward sound effect. Now, this final sound moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene, we want to find out what's happening at the exact same moment, somewhere else, moving only laterally in time. We use this meanwhile sound effect. Past, present, future. Everyone gets it. And now, it is time to reveal the location for improv. That location is High School Auditorium. High School Auditorium. We take you now to High School Auditorium.
And the hum of the brave.
This is awesome. We get to get out of class for this assembly.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I love it. We already know all this stuff about drugs, but we get to get out of class for it.
Yeah.
Look at that idiot up there telling us that, about gateway drugs and slippery slopes. Idiot.
He's fucking idiot whose life was ruined.
Yeah. Look at him. Oh, heroin ruined me. Oh, no, it's an epidemic.
Yeah, heroin ruined me. I lost my house because of it. And you kids watch out, because you're out there smoking your cigs. And smoking
excuse me, sir, what's a cig?
It's not the Q&A portions at the end, but the talkback's at the end.
Settle down.
Is that a faggot? I call cigarettes faggots.
Hey, that's one, mister.
It's what? Not a slur. He's talking about a bundle of shit.
Settle, my mom's British.
You think I haven't heard that one before? Settle down. All right, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Look, if you want to end up in the pen like me.
What's a pen?
Prison.
Oh, okay.
I just got out.
We genuinely didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
In the big house. And then keep smoking your cigs. Keep doing your ganja. Keep snorting all the coke you snort in between periods. Class periods.
What do we look
not
like?
Not menstruations.
Right, stay on track. Stay on track.
Thank you, Principal. Thank you. I mean, then keep doing it. Keep running your lives into the gutter. And you'll be right there next to me. And you'll be 20 years down the line at some dumb high school in front of a bunch of loser kids.
Okay, all right.
Oh, none of you are gonna get a degree.
Okay, let's all, does anyone have any questions for Mr.?
Yeah, I got a question.
Jasper.
Hey, Jasper.
Mr. Jasper.
Mr. Jasper. Why are you so stupid?
All right, okay.
You know why I'm so stupid? Because I don't have God in my life.
What?
Or I didn't. I do now.
That was a good save.
Sorry. I got 1 foot in the past, 1 foot in the future. Nothing in the present.
What?
That's right.
You only have 2 feet.
Oh, I understand the concept of feet.
Mr. Jasper, I have a question.
Yeah.
What if you believe that God is over and nothingness is the only thing we have to embrace any longer?
Well, this is what I told you would happen when you put a Starbucks into this high school. A lot of existential crises happening in between gym and Texas history class.
Well, I got a question. Don't you think if you spend a little bit more time thinking about what you could give to the world and your contribution to the universe and less time bowing to a God you've never met and just blindly serving him, you might not be a drug addict?
Well, you just blew my mind.
I got a tall mocha latte here for Principal Gumbers.
Yeah, that's me.
Here you go, tall mocha latte, wow. Principal Gumbers.
It's spelled right.
Yes, we pride ourselves here in this Starbucks in a high school and giving you the best service.
Yeah, thank you. I had to get out of that assembly. It's yeah. Just, this guy is he's dying up there.
Yeah.
He does not know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he's like not even completely out of rehab yet.
You know what I think?
What?
I think he like is kind of a virgin.
Like a virgin?
Like, no, I'm serious. He's like the kind of guy who like doesn't even have like a go-to hookup song. Do you know what I mean?
You think so?
Todd. Todd.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Can I talk to you over here?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just one moment.
Yeah, sure.
Todd.
Hi.
What did I tell you about discussing the sexual practices of people in this high school?
I just like guessing who's a virgin and who's not.
Okay, but we're dealing with teenagers at a delicate age.
You can tell.
I know, because they're teenagers. Most of them are virgins.
You can just tell by the way, like, when a man waddles with his cock out. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he's done it before.
Okay, I've never seen a man waddle with his cock out.
Oh, you didn't see the high school captain? Ooh, Jeremy Fists.
I think you're referring to the porno that you watch every night.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. We're in a high school setting, and I've told you this before. Please stop mentioning sexuality.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Principal?
I was overhearing you. I actually don't mind if you talk about the visiting speakers. That's fine. Like, as long as you don't talk about the kids, I'm cool with.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the kids.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that little slut, Macy Stratton.
Okay. Ooh, okay. No, I would. That's not great.
Come on.
Yeah, I got a question, Mr. Jasper.
Yeah, what's up?
You got any weed?
Whoa, that's a very inappropriate question to ask at a drug awareness seminar.
I just wanted to know if you're, like, still good in your sobriety. That's what I was asking.
Listen, I'm not done with my rehab yet. This is sort of like a outpatient program where I come and talk to you guys.
So you're not even like done being a drug addict and you're talking to us now?
You're never done.
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. You know me. I'm Macy Stratton.
Whoa, what a piece. Wow.
I wanted to...
What did he say? I gotta go.
Did you hear?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, how do you deal with negative rumors about you and people assuming that you're a little flat?
What the hell is she saying?
When you're just friendly and outgoing.
I get what you're saying.
She's asking you out.
No.
Whoa.
I'm saying that just because I gave somebody an HJ, it doesn't mean that I am a flat.
Oh my gosh, she's drooling like crazy.
I just want to know, how did you overcome adversity in the face of so much peril?
Well, if I'm hearing you correctly,
yeah,
and you are asking me out,
no,
then I would say that this weekend I'm pretty free. I have a couple of Costco coupons for free movies.
At Costco?
At the movie theater at Costco. I'll treat you to a $1.50 hot dog.
Okay.
And a slice of pizza.
That sounds really romantic.
To answer the previous student, yes, I am holding. So, this has gone off track.
All right, let's all thank Mr. Jasper for his wise
thanks
words.
Thanks for nothing, Mr. Jasper.
Okay, that's two, mister.
I don't care.
That's three.
I don't give
I'll
a
crap. I'll see you in my office.
Oh, whatever. What do you want?
You were very rude out there.
Yeah, so?
Now, Anthony, I've had problems with you all year long. And I'm done
sorry.
With mister.
I just had some problems at home.
Don't give me those crocodile tears.
No, seriously, I have a problem.
Oh, did your mom die a third time?
No. I found out I came from gay sperm.
All right. You're 17 now, so I guess I have to tell you.
What is it, Mom? You can tell me anything.
Go ahead and tell him. I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't care because you're
that can Is this spread. About how Dad's penis was smashed in that demolition derby? Because yes. I've heard the story.
This is part two of Dad's penis being smashed.
I know the story.
Well, I'm telling you, partner. You know what? Please. Fine, let's get to the nuts and bolts here.
Yeah, I got it.
That's a
good one.
Mom, put down the martini.
I can't.
Here,
if
I'll
I
take
put
that.
It down. Yeah, all right. You are the product of gay sperm.
Gross.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
Listen, your mother went out and found a very vulnerable gay man who was questioning his sexuality. And I won't say I raped him.
Oh, my God.
But I will say that I coerced him very strongly.
Never start with that.
All these knickknacks on the sidewalk.
Oh, hello. It's past 2 a.m.
Oh.
Look who's out alone.
Oh, yeah, I'm just here at Akbar. Just walking around.
Yeah.
Maybe go around the corner to the McDonald's.
Hey, you ever put your peen in a vagina?
What? No, I'm gay.
That's
gay,
okay. Akbar. That's okay, I don't mind.
Just had a rough night.
Look, I got a hole built for that thing. It's literally designed for
No, get your hands off my pants. No.
Oh, really? You don't want me to touch your pants?
No.
But I'm already touching them, so.
You just pull them off. No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is rape, but it's close.
Excuse me. So I guess you don't want my number?
You know what? I'm going to...
All right, well, that's certainly a story I didn't want to hear.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it's a story you should not have been told, frankly. It's too detailed.
It's awful. And then because I'm such an interesting case of coming from gay sperm but then not being gay, at least not yet, I was investigated by all these top and bottom scientists.
Wait a minute. When did this happen?
It was like a year ago.
Get out of my office.
What?
I have to make a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Doris.
Yes?
Will you put me through to, Station A13, please?
Station A13?
Yes.
Yes, right away, sir.
Thank you.
Station A13?
Welcome to Station A13. How may I help you?
Yeah, we just got a disturbing call from a high school principal, and it seems that the jig is up.
You mean...
Yes.
Operation Versatile?
That's right. Operation Versatile has been decloaked.
Oh, no. This goes all the way up.
All the way up. And all the way down
boys,
to the bottom.
I'm just catching up. Can we just review what the details of Operation Versatile are?
Well, Colonel, we had sent many top scientists and also bottom scientists out to conduct these sessions with... teenage boys.
I remember that.
As you know, we released gay sperm into the population.
Into the water supply.
Yeah, that's right.
Into the water supply to see if it would infect the levels of gay babies rising.
Well, and the results are what? They came back as?
A bunch of gays everywhere.
They're all over the place.
As I thought.
Yeah. And they are complaining.
But now word's got out, and if people find out, this could be the end.
Well, I understand
of the Space Force as we know it.
That's right. This could bring down the entire Space Force, Colonel.
Well, we can't let that happen. I understand the source is a young boy in a high school.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Well, Lieutenant, I trust you to take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
Sir, are you saying...
I am.
Men in black, all the high school kids, so they forget everything?
Is that what you're saying?
Or murder them.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Typically, that's what I'm referring to, but
men
in black
you don't
want
a men
cool.
in black them.
Just I don't know exactly in terms of implementation what that would entail.
Well, we would erase their memories.
I mean, I know I have seen the movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's possible, but I do know it's possible.
Gentlemen, I can't help but Captain. Overhear your conversation. Thank you for stating my rank. I feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We only have one student who actually knows about this conspiracy, correct?
Well, so far.
So far.
Well, but why don't we contain the student and his drunkards of a parent and a mother and a father? And then from there, we can assess the damage.
So you're saying the student, we should...
I think we should detain him,
right.
Interview him, assess the damage, and
then murder him.
Then murder him.
Okay. Yes. All right, well, I guess pack your bags.
You're going undercover.
As a high school student.
Perfect.
Now, I know that you are...
61 years young, sir.
But get yourself up to date on all the references. Good luck.
Hey, so welcome to school. I'm the class president, so I'm sort of an ambassador.
Zup.
Wow, you seem so young.
Thanks. Very young. I use Facebook every day.
Wow. Is anybody still on Facebook anymore?
I am.
Like ironically?
But yes, like yes, ironically. Ironically. All right. Beer me, dude. Beer me.
Yeah. Okay. We all just put everything up our butt or snort on and be like drinking alcohol. Ew, that's calories.
Oh my God, is this the new student?
Yeah, look at him.
Oh my God, which K-pop group do you like the most?
Yeah.
Do you like BTS or yes. a different one?
Are you part of the army?
Oh yeah, I love K-pop as in Kansas pop.
Oh, what a good one. Of course, we're talking about Korea pop.
Yeah, because there are no Koreans in Kansas. That's what you meant, right?
Please excuse me. This may look like an oxygen tank to you, but it's actually a newfangled vape.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's so cool.
We're just stuck on these jewel vapes, but this is so much cooler.
That's not cool. Skateboards, dudes.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, what have we here? The new student.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Hello, son.
Yes, Sunny Boy, as in son, not biological son.
Macy, don't they almost look like they're like the same age?
Yeah, it's like they're almost the exact same age.
My, but you're mature.
Get out of here, dude.
Hey, I'm the principal, so you better treat me with respect. You're an incorrigible young man.
No way. I'm going to do what all the young kids are doing and put my cigarette box like flapped over in my white t-shirt.
Okay. Like, take it down a couple. Okay.
Well, he looks like he's in Grease, the senior musical.
I know. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Are you going out for the senior musical?
Yes, of course I am. Why else would I be dressed like this? Pay no attention to my Dr. Scholl's feet.
Weird. He's wearing those Dr. Scholl insoles on the outside of his shoes.
I know.
Probably nobody would have noticed them if you hadn't called attention to them. So maybe stop doing that.
Yes, sir, right away. Just hanging out with my students, talking about Nintendo 64.
Right, well, let me give you the official induction in my office. All right. Carry on, go to your classes. All right.
I'm choking out there.
Yeah, you're really doing a bad job.
I'm choking out there. I can't do this anymore.
Look, I'm going to bring in this kid, all right? And then do what you got to do with him.
Men in Black him? I would really prefer to Men in Black him.
All right. I mean, he's a real jerk off.
Principal, that student you requested is here.
Thank you, Doris. Anthony, welcome.
Hi. What's up? How are we doing?
I'm going to leave you with this fellow student.
Great.
I'm going to go.
Sup? How you doing?
Hey, is your catheter sticking out of your pants?
What? No, that's a drug tube.
Okay.
Lieutenant, what do you mean the agent was killed?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You told me he was in the room with the boy.
Yeah, yes. He was. It's not how it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
I'm here to put a stop to all this, yeah?
Oh, the Australian has entered the room.
That's right.
Canada was busy, yeah? Sorry.
Oh, now he's from New Zealand. I'm sorry.
Yes. We're here to conduct an intervention.
What? On which
I'm
one
afraid
of us?
To say the U.S. Space Force has gotten a bit out of line, yeah?
Are you from South Africa?
That's not important, okay?
It's not impertinent?
No, it's not important, okay?
Now I think he's Scottish.
I think he's having a stroke.
So that agent is dead as well.
That was a weird interlude.
Yes.
That guy came in here and then clearly suffered some sort of massive aneurysm.
I think that was a grand mal.
He seized up real bad.
Yeah. Well, I would love to do that, but in my sleep.
Who are you?
Who are you? Oh, hello. I'm from New England.
Okay. Oh, that checks out.
But I don't have an accent.
That's fine.
I got rid of the accent when I realized I was not able to do it properly.
Sure, that happens to a lot of
New England natives. Yeah. Now you got to know what
you can
do.
Yeah.
I am worried about our Space Force here, fellas. Yes. I fear that we're going the wrong way.
Well, that boy's still out there.
Yeah, full of gay sperm.
That's right. But wait, when you say you fear we're going the wrong way with the Space Force, you're saying should we be going inside the Earth?
Sure. I actually wasn't going to say that, but yeah, we could go inside the Earth.
Are you proposing a core force?
No. I was going to propose kind of a little bit of a different force.
Oh, all right.
All right. Let's hear this new force you're talking about.
Cheese ear scientist force.
Well, we've only got one man working on that.
Yeah.
And he's lonely as hell.
He's not.
He's a bitter old queen. Brandon.
Yes.
How have you got? Have you have any progress with your science studies?
I'm sorry. I tried the experiment, but then I became so bitter at the experiment failing, even before it actually failed, that I abandoned the experiment.
All I can hear is share, Liza, Liza, share. Can you try to just be a little bit clearer?
Exactly. So, so the experiment. I guess it. We were trying to build a bitterness machine. Mm-hmm. So I think the experiment has been a success.
All right.
Yeah. So we can make the announcement.
Okay.
That young gay men do not have to actually grow old and bitter. We can now give it to them in their 20s.
Their bitterness early.
Yes, we can give them an injection, just a simple injection.
So rather than prevent them from becoming bitter later on, we make them bitter earlier.
We get it out of the way.
And how about the cheesier situation? How's that going?
Well, the first person that we gave a cheesier to was Mike Tyson. And he had a fight, and Evander Holyfield bit part of it off. And of course, we had to cover it up. Everybody was thinking.
Yes, the old Operation Switcheroo.
Switcheroo. We said we didn't want anyone to know that he had a cheese there.
Here we are, just a bunch of West Hollywood gays. Young, 19, white, and thin as fuck. But for some reason,
our lives are so hard.
I know. I felt on top of the world not a moment ago.
I mean, I'm like, do I go to Akbar or Mickey's? Isn't that hard?
Yeah, do I go to the Abbey or the chapel at the Abbey?
Yeah.
I'm just like feeling really bitter right now.
Oh my God.
What's happening to us?
We had our whole lives ahead of us and now we're bitter young queens?
Operation Twink is working.
Thank God.
Those skinny, white, frail gay boys are drying up like husks.
Oh, look what came from Amazon. The last Game of Thrones book. Finally. Sent it all the way up here to space.
Just under the wire. Look at them down there on Earth. It seems strange, doesn't it, to think that planet contains so many different people.
Yes. Mm.
And so much bitterness.
So much bitterness.
What do you think they dream about down there? Like, in their dreams, do they have dreams about totally normal possible stuff?
I think they dream about dashed dreams.
Yes.
Dreams not coming true.
Or just
running around.
And they get chasing balls because of it.
Well, should we take our final step? Nuking the planet from orbit?
I think the planet is at peak bitterness.
Yeah. Then... The time is right.
And we all survive a nuclear holocaust. Yeah.
General. Hey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to rush in here like this. I have bad news.
What is it?
The high school where Operation Versatile was the epicenter of. It's poltergeisting in on itself.
Well, that's one thing taken care of. This is great news.
But the local news reports are commenting on how incredibly strange it is for a high school to poltergeist in on itself.
Wait, are you talking about the movie Poltergeist? Because, spoiler, I have not seen that.
You haven't seen the film from the 70s?
No. Why don't you just say Kaiser Sose with Kevin Spacey the entire
time?
Come on, guys. This is old stuff. That's like saying, in Wizard of Oz, it was all a dream.
I don't know that it was all a dream. I think she was actually magically transported
the
there.
The point is, it's been out for half of a century.
But you could have just said the school imploded.
Yeah, or sucked into itself like a vortex.
But it didn't. It poltergeisted. There was like weird voices
That's
happening.
That's not a thing that people say.
Yeah, it's not a common
And there
expression.
Was indigenous people buried underneath the school, which makes it a poltergeist.
I mean, there's no way around
that.
No.
They moved the bodies, didn't they?
Wait, I thought you said you hadn't seen it.
That's a pop
You're
culture.
A liar.
All right, guys, it's me. You got me, guys. It's
New
me,
Zealand.
The Australian.
Oh, or Australian, what have you.
I mean, look, guys. I was undercover. Then I got killed. But I died three times. And I'm back.
Zzt. I'm from Australia, too. We've infiltrated after you kicked us out for our beard accents, yeah?
Hello.
Hello, are you from Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm also from Australia.
I near it.
I'm from Australia as well. Oh, I hail from Sydney and Brisbane.
Oh, guys, I brought lamingtons for us all to eat.
Hey, delicious.
I brought Vegemite.
I brought some Tim Tams.
Tim Tams. Oh,
I brought a kangaroo from Perth.
Let's all listen to Toto.
As we nuke the earth. And it all happened in a place called Spontanea Nation. Carly Smith!
Yes.
What do you want to tell people about? Where are they going to find you?
In 3 days from this airing, I will have a birthday, so.
Happy birthday to you. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Woo. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Colin. Happy birthday to you.
Literally couldn't look up and make eye contact because
it's the worst.
Yeah. So you can find me my podcast, which is My First Time Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Colleen Smee, ColleenSmi on Twitter, and Colleen Marie Smee on Instagram.
There you go. Chris, all the same things.
Oh, yes, at Chris Grace. And I started a podcast with my husband where we talk about theater.
Oh, what is the name of this show?
It's called Open Call.
Fantastic. Cool.
And it is flying off the shelves. Because the number of the theater demographic is into podcasts. Please come check it out.
Get yours now.
And I'm at UCB Magic to do and Baby Wants Candy.
Yeah.
There you go. Huh? And you're going to go back to Edinburgh, are you not?
Well, when you're hearing this, I will have... Return.
Oh, you'll be back already.
From the hit run of Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts musical parody.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right. I'm sure you had a wonderful time. Colleen, yes, you had something to add.
I never have something to plug. I will be, I will be in the Happy Time Murders.
Fantastic.
Yes. It's awesome. Mid-August. I will be multiple puppets and possibly a human character if it makes the cut.
There you go.
There you go. Sorry.
Mano.
Oh, hi. Follow me at my name, at Mano Agapian. Come watch me at UCB. I perform every week with Winslow, mm-hmm. and I perform every month with a team called Queer World, mm-hmm. and also a brown people team called Benetton. and listen to my podcast, Horny for Horror. It's a real joy. We talk about all things horror and horny.
You do that with our friend Betsy Sodaro.
Betsy Sodaro and Adam McCabe. They're angels from heaven. And my... birthday will be August 28th.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Fine with it.
Happy birthday, dear Mono.
I looked up and made eye contact with all of you.
But I didn't make eye contact with
you. No, that's true. But thank you.
Eben Schletter. He is Eben Schletter on all the things. Go to EbenSchletter.com. Seek out Eben Schletter's non-spontaneous nation work because Eben Schletter is only the best. Eben Schletter, how do you spell it? It's simple. EbanSchletter. As for me, I'm P.F. Tompkins on all the things. Go to paulfthompkins.com/live to see where I'm going to be next, which is London, England. Ooh. Spontaneous Nation Live comes to the London Podcast Festival Saturday, September 15th, Friday, September 14th. Super Ego will be there. Please, London, come on out. I'm so excited to be bringing the show over there. Tony Newsom, Little Janet Varney, and other special guests to be revealed. Thank you to Earwolf for hosting the podcast. Thank you to engineer Sam for engineering us all the way to the end of the show, which this is. Goodbye forever. Until next week, this is Paul F. Tompkins saying Semper in Presente.